A massive dredge looking to work the waters near two communities in western Alaska is sparking concerns from subsistence users and brought the Alaska Department of Natural Resources to villages west of Nome last week to talk to residents about their concerns. Nome miner Hank Shimshat owns the AU Grabber or Gold Grabber, an 80-foot-long barge dredge with an excavator arm. He submitted permits to mine in Grantley Harbor this season, just east of the communities of Teller and Revic Mission. But Jack Caron, the natural resource manager with DNR, says the project's scope is large enough to require an individual permit, a process that requires baseline data on water and wildlife and could take up to a year. But Caron says all that work might not be necessary.
If the applicant comes in and revises, changes his mining plan to be something that is of a scale that these issues can be addressed, then it's possible he could be issued a permit.
Any permit for the kind of mining ubiquitous in neighboring Nome makes the residents in Teller, Brevik Mission, and Mary's Igloo uneasy. They use Grantley Harbor for subsistence activities and sent a letter to DNR opposing Shimshat's operation. Many residents are upset DNR is allowing the permit to undergo further review.
This is very disturbing that DNR giving them a chance to review their application. First, you know, the backhoe is going to disturb our land, so what are they going to come up with, you know, suction dredges next?
At Wednesday's community meeting in Teller, Caron and two other DNR employees addressed community concerns about dredging in Grantley Harbor at the invitation of Kowarik, a regional nonprofit. Many residents from Brevik Mission boated over to attend. DNR's Caron says since the state owns the subsurface of Grantley Harbor, Shimshat's mining operation has a legal right to apply for a dredging permit and revise his application.
The person has a legal right to the subsurface estate, the mineral estate, and what we have is the right to ensure that how he accesses it, it's done in a reasonable manner that doesn't cause undue disruption to the local community. But he has the right to change his application to try to address the concerns raised by the community.
That doesn't sit well with Teller's Jolene Oklesik. She was at the meeting and says her concerns revolve around subsistence.
I don't want it to become like Nome around here, because if you see lots of dredges, you'll probably not even see any fish or any wildlife.
Teller resident and famous Iditarod musher Joe Garney says the waters in Grantley Harbor are very different from the shallow waters of the Bering Sea at Nome. Garney says Grantley won't be able to withstand the impacts of dredging.
Even just the minimal equipment of suction dredges would be very destructive here. This is not necessarily self-healing waters with wave action like you have right in the Bering Sea. This is old growth bottom.
Residents say federal concerns may come to bear. Several seal species protected by the Endangered Species Act also spend time in the harbor.